This week, the Park City School District has welcomed an expert on blended learning, Dr. Joe Veras, who says that while we give kids technology, all students in secondary schools in the district receive a laptop, we haven't effectively used technology as a teaching tool. He says the learning revolution with technology really started back in the 80s, and the educational system is slow to catch on. He said it all started on a specific date in October of 1985 when the Nintendo was introduced.
There was this new video game where the animation had changed, but most importantly, there was a reset button. Kids could play along into this game. They can get to a point where they found some difficulty, hit reset, and start back over. That was a new shift for them. We started seeing a change in education at that point. Kids wanted something different.
Then, Veras says, online learning was introduced in the 90s. He says by 2019, 50% of classes in the nation will be available online. While this is a natural evolution of the $60 billion spent on technology in the last three decades, technology hasn't been utilized so far in an effective way to complement teaching in schools. He says students outside school hours spend 7.5 hours daily with technology, but during school, it's a different story.
You go home and ask your students or your children, what's the technology like in your school? They may give you a blank stare. You see the number that we've spent. A lot of the technology that's being used is for instructional purpose for the teacher, and really missing that gap for our students. Students outside of school are spending 7.5 hours per day on technology.
He says conventional education is an outdated concept that needs to catch up with how students are learning outside of school.
We have a 300-year-old system. It hasn't changed. Think of any organization that you have or any organization, company that you know of that's been around for 300 years that hasn't changed. Education is the last dinosaur.
On the other hand, he says you can't just implement technology and have it be effective without doing it correctly.
What we're finding is, yes, adding some technology, some good practices, combining some relevancy. Teachers are feeling better about themselves. Students are feeling better about themselves. And we're beginning to see the shift of higher effectiveness in our buildings.
While many students at the high school currently take online courses to accommodate extracurricular schedules, many parents, teachers, and administrators believe real learning is not taking place. Veras distinguishes blended learning from online learning, which he says has missed a point that teachers are essential.
You still have that one teacher, but you have multiple things going on. This is not driven solely by the computer. But this is truly a blend of face-to-face instruction and some type of digital content, really bridging that gap and that teacher becomes a facilitator at this point.
He likens blended learning to the project-based PC CAPS program in which technology is used along with structured, directed learning. Veras says students take more ownership over their learning in part because blended learning creates more individualized learning plans and gives immediate feedback. He cites many cases in which students have become excited about learning when they had shown little previous interest. The benefit to school districts can be that teachers can effectively teach larger number of students. And while that may not sound like a benefit to teachers, Veras says teachers who embrace blended learning are excited as well. If you missed Veras's several presentations on blended learning in the school district, you can search his name, Joe Veras, that's V-E-R-E-S, and blended learning, and find more detail. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.